Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what color do Sephardic Jews use to ward off the evil eye? The Sephardi painter Bettina Caro was born in Casablanca and now works in a studio in Hampstead, North London. Her paintings capture the light and vibrancy of her North African childhood, and she brings all the intensity, passion, and richness of Sephardic life into her works. Bettina's powerful paintings honor and preserve a lost culture and reveal her deep connection to the past. Jewish heritage celebrated in Jewish art. She's won several awards, and a number of her works have been donated to raise funds for her favorite charities, including Hadassah Hospital and Shaare Zedek Medical Center in Jerusalem. Judaica is an exhibition of Bettina's work currently at Centro Sefarad Israel in Madrid. It shows the Jewish world from the north of Morocco and the Iberian Peninsula through different paintings in which the artist presents a variety of synagogues, the figure of the Berber bride, the Moorish tea ceremony, and several portraits. The exhibition can be visited through December 28th, and on Wednesday the 19th, there'll be a special tour of the exhibit, accompanied by Sephardic songs performed by the Sephardi musician Jorge Mehoudi.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Bettina. First, I would like to speak with you a little bit about your own background, where you were born and how you became interested in painting.
Of course. Well, let me tell you, yes, that a bit about where I was born. I was born in Casablanca, but at the age of one, I moved to Tangiers. And I lived there until I finished my French baccalaureate, which was at the age of 18, then to move to Madrid. But it is in Tangiers that I spent my childhood and some of my youth. And I can also add something which I'm very proud of, is that I descend directly from Rabbi Joseph Caro, who was the famous rabbi who wrote the codification of the Jewish law. He was born in Toledo himself, and after the Inquisition, he had to flee. He had to leave Spain, and he settled in Portugal and then on and in Turkey before finishing his life in Sfat in Israel, you see. So my family descend from Spain, and after the Inquisition, they settled in the north of Morocco. My father was from Tangiers, and my father, actually, he loved it. He loved it in Tangiers. He was working for the government. But in his spare time, he was a very keen amateur painter. So I was born in an ambiance of painting. I saw my father painting since I was 3 years old. And he actually saw that I had talent, which he encouraged me to carry on. And although later on I went to art school, I will tell you that I went in Madrid when I finished my baccalaureate, I went to study art and architecture. But I always say that my father was my main teacher. He was my mentor. I have a lot of his influence in my paintings and certainly on the technique, because he's the one who showed me how to use the linseed oil in my old painting to give this sort of blur effect that you can find in some of them.
What made you come to Spain? Did you just come basically to study?
No, what happened is that a lot of the Jewish community started leaving Tangiers or Morocco in the 60s. And my father, at the beginning of the 70s, was offered a job in Madrid. So we all went. I went with my parents. And funnily enough, it was just when I finished my baccalaureate in Tangiers that I went to Madrid. And in Madrid, I studied art and architecture.
Did you do anything with the architecture?
I didn't, actually, because then I realized that really what I was best at was art. So then I switched on and I did art.
Why did you move to England? It must be so very different from where you were
exactly.
coming from.
So I was born in 1954 in Tangiers, and I lived in 1973 to Madrid. And I studied there. And then in 1980, I met my late husband in Madrid, who was English, and I married in London in 1981. And that's where I lived since. That's where I have my residence now, in London.
Let's talk a little bit about your work. How would you describe your work?
Well, I would describe my work mainly as, I mean, the style is very much a sort of impressionistic style, because I was always very fond of the impressionist. But I always say that since an early age, I was interested in painting my culture, my heritage. And I've been doing that more or less ever since. I did a lot of biblical themes and a lot of Jewish themes. But for the last 20 years, I thought that it was very important to put onto canvas a lot of my tradition and culture, which unfortunately, some of them have prevailed and some others have disappeared, you see.
Something that you say on your webpage is, you say, here in England, I've developed my own distinct style to capture the Mediterranean landscapes of my youth and the Sephardi Jewish rituals that punctuated our family life, handed down through
That's
the
right.
generations. Has being in England influenced at all the development of this style?
It has. Let me tell you that when I was painting in Tangiers, and in Madrid too, the light in these countries were very strong. So I was always trying to paint the light, the amazing light that we had over there. So my palette was very dramatic. I used a lot of dark colors, but because we had so much light over there, and I always cite the same artist. Like if you're thinking of even El Greco and a lot of his paintings, there's dark colors, but because the light in Spain was so big, you see, so wonderful. And once I moved to London, the weather was completely different, and so was the climate. So I was always looking for the light, and somehow my palette has changed and became much more pastel, you see, and less dramatic. But yes, I loved the light that you can find in Morocco. And actually, that's why I studied also the artists like Delacroix and Matisse, who went themselves to Morocco to try to find this fantastic light that you can see in their paintings. And yes, I love painting landscapes and a lot of even Moroccan themes. And one of the Moroccan themes that you can see in the exhibition that is now in Madrid is what I call the ceremony of the tea.
Tell us about
typical,
that.
Well, it is typical Moroccan. And that's a theme that I was always very fond of, because that was part of the family tradition. I remember every week on Shabbat, after lunch, we would sit around the table, and the whole family took part of the tertulias, as you would call it in Spanish. And we will sip tea, Moroccan tea, which was served, you know, with the whole ceremony, you know, the maid will serve it from very high to try to cool the tea onto these little glasses. And the glasses, they were like dancing, because they had different colors, and the whole effect of the tea onto the glass made it shine. And I loved that moment in my life, you know, with my parents.
I think that the serving of the tea in Moroccan homes is also something very typical. It's a very welcoming thing when somebody comes into the home, isn't it?
Completely, completely. You always welcome them, exactly, with a lovely glass of Moroccan tea. And it's sweet, and you add a lot of sugar just to represent, I suppose, the sweetness. That was very much part of our culture, completely, and our tradition. And that's one thing that I was very lucky to have brought to London with me my mother's tea set. And for this exhibition that I have now, I decided to paint it.
Something about this exhibition is that while, as you said, your style is impressionistic, it's not figurative, really, or most of the paintings aren't figurative at all.
Yes.
Yet, I found, and I'm not an expert, I found that just looking at some of them from across the room, I could totally identify what they were. I mean, I identified, for example, the synagogue in Djerba, the Griba, immediately,
yes,
as soon as I saw it.
Yeah.
In Toledo also. I mean, even though when you get closer, you know, it's not as identifiable because it isn't figurative. And something else that I mentioned to you that really impressed me is the fact that the paint that you put on is thick. I mean, it's thick, and
yes,
there's a light that shines through. There's almost a radiance. It almost looks transparent sometimes.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me tell you that the impressionist style was the one that I'd adopted when I was quite young, and then I sort of carried on. But somehow you evolve and somehow you learn every year. And what I wanted, first of all, I must say that in one of the exhibition I went to see a few years ago at the Royal Academy was the one of Anselm Kiefer. And I was mesmerized by his style. You see, the thickness that he used on his canvas with the gels and the clay and the sand was just gave like a three dimension. And I thought, oh, this is exactly what I need to try to replicate in my painting of synagogues. You see, so the one that you mentioned about Djerba, why did I want to focus on the synagogue, on the theme of the synagogues, certainly in these days, is because, unfortunately, a lot of these treasures don't exist anymore. And when you go to see to see them, they are so beautiful. Not only the building, but the colors and the feeling that you feel when you get into them. And if you noticed, in a lot of the synagogue that I've painted, the main color is a blue, sort of blue turquoise. And that is a color that the Sephardic people used a lot to ward off the evil eye, because somehow they were a bit superstitious. So that was a color that will keep the evil eye well away. And that's a wonderful color. That's a beautiful color. But the one that I painted of Santa Maria la Blanca in Toledo, I wanted to show also the architecture. And the way for me to represent it onto canvas was to use a lot of thickness and a bit of the Kiefer style.
Tell us about the brides, because that's also another part of the exhibit.
Completely. Well, this is, again, a tradition that we have been keeping in Morocco for generations, for centuries onto centuries. And even today, any Jewish Moroccan bride will want to wear this grande robe that I have painted. I wore it myself at my own wedding. My daughters have worn it, and it will carry on like that because it is symbolic. It represents longevity, fecundity, and wealth and richness. So these dresses, these beautiful dresses, are like proper jewelry. They are about 200-300 years old. The one my daughter wore not long ago was more than 200 years old, and it used to belong to sort of aristocratic families who would lend, because they were really the only one who could afford to do these dresses. They would lend them to bride-to-be. So you see, I've painted some of them of different colors, and the beauty is that the skirt is made of velvet. And it has, at the bottom of the skirt, it had some fringe. And normally there are 12 or 22, 12 representing the tribe of Israel. So it's all completely symbolic. The corset, you have the Tree of Life, again here, representing the eternity, longevity. And also, which is beautiful, is a headdress. The headdress is called khemar, and it is made of a piece of material where is sewn 613 stones. Now, most of them are precious stones. And again here, it's another symbol of tradition, of rituals. You see, they represent the mitzvot, the 613 mitzvot that a Jewish person has to obey. And so it's all, it's like, if you want, is the bride here represents the Torah. And it is dressed in the same way than the Torah. And it is so beautiful that it is very important to leave. That's what I wanted. I wanted to paint them, to show, to give a message through my painting about this wonderful cultural tradition that we have. We had in Morocco, that my ancestors had, and we carry on with it.
Tell us a little bit about the portraits, because there was one special portrait there of your great-grandmother.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, in the exhibition that I have in Madrid, I wanted to sort of show my journey into art. You see, so that's why in the first room I started with with a portrait of my family. So I did paint my great-grandparents, but in particular I painted my great-grandmother, who was a very, very special lady. She was born herself in Gibraltar in the 19th century, in 1874. And at the age of 15 years old, she married Simon Abu Dharam, and they both moved to Tangiers because her husband was the translator to the Spanish consul in Tangiers. And it is in Tangiers that she became a mom, and she had two daughters. But the interesting thing about these ladies at Tangiers, because she came from Gibraltar, she was one of the very, very few to speak English. So they used to call her Gimol La Sabia.
That's right.
Simon La Sabia, you know, Simon the Wise. But they also call her Gimola de la Machina, Gimol of the machine, of the singer machine. Why? Because she used to sew, and she made sure that she brought with her singer machine. And in Tangier, she used to have a young girl helping her to make wedding dresses. You see, so that's how people used to know her. But I wanted to paint her because she represented the typical Sephard lady. So I painted her with her Shabbat clothes. She was a religious lady, so she always covered her hair.
Did you know her? Did you get to know her?
No, unfortunately, I didn't know her. But I was told the story by my parents, by my aunts, by my uncle, because the funny thing is that, as I said to you before, Mama Gimol had two daughters, and the daughter of one of her granddaughter married one of her grandsons, and these were my parents. So I have really one great grandma, because I am the result, the product, if you want, of first cousin, something which was quite common in Morocco, to marry within the family.
I think that was common among a lot of Sephardic Jewish.
Sephard, indeed, yeah. Indeed, yes, yes. I wanted to keep it within the family, so yeah. Cousins married between themselves. Yes, which wasn't really the, you know, I know that in England, when I tell the story, they look at me a bit surprised, like, well, you know, that's not really the right thing, but there we are, yeah.
And you turned out all right. You didn't end up with six fingers.
Exactly. I turned out, I think, yeah, it's just all right.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Bettina.
My pleasure. Was wonderful to have been able to, you know, to tell you a tiny bit about, yes, all my impression and the message I wanted to leave in my paintings.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephara.com. See you next week.